Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. You may, if you are watching this on video or with us live, notice a lovely lady to the right of mine that looks suspiciously not like Natalie. there's a good reason for that. She is not Natalie. not even married to her. Not only am I not married to her, she's not even the same state I am. She's in Virginia, I think, East Coast?
Yep. Yes.
All right. This is Anna, our new... not new. How long have you been with us, Anna? Feels like 10 seconds, but...
2 months, I think.
Holy crap. If I had to guess, I'd be like, I don't know, 3 weeks?
It's been 2 months. It's been fast.
Yes. Anna's ready for a watch, and I feel like she's brand new. Hey, Bunny, good to have you. And by the way, Anna can't see the chat, but I can. So if you want to talk crap about her, that's so fine. Just put it in the chat. Karen says, hey, you know what that means.
I'll see it later, though.
Oh, that's true. She will see. Yeah, so actually, yeah, I guess she has to be nice. So Anna in Virginia was very concerned about her internet for this. And she's like, and so she's at a Starbucks, which is great. Although she did not buy coffee for me, which is not as great, but I'm going to get over it because I'm a big boy.
Sorry.
So there will be traffic going behind her periodically and we'll just make fun of her. Daisy says, hi, Anna. Oh, and Mike. Always backfires. I'm like, hey, everyone make fun of Anna in the chat. And then they just come after me. TJ says, hey, good to see you, buddy. Oh, we got Jason Johnson in the house. It is a party now. So the reason we got Anna, and we've had Christy on, I just wanted to let you guys kind of have some inside baseball and we'll kind of dive into it. Christy was our VA, virtual assistant. She is an amazing woman, was great, great part of the team. We got to the point where we needed more than just kind of a part-time. She also had other clients and, you know, we kind of just had, yeah, TJ says share the coffee. Come on, Anna, don't be that way. Actually, I don't like Starbucks coffee, but I like caffeine. So I'm kind of two minds. I'll figure that out. So we got to the point where we needed more. Christy, we're like, hey, we really kind of need a 40-hour available person. And Christy wasn't able to do that. And she's still amazing. We still love her. And Anna was. And we actually got her through a company called Get a Great Assistant on our end. And she'll tell you what that – they call themselves something different for the employees as the employers. So for us, which is smart, right? Because they Get a Great Assistant, I'm interested in. But that wouldn't be of interest to someone who was an assistant. Anyway, we'll get into that. And we can recommend them. But they're not cheap. They're kind of expensive up front. But when you get someone like Anna, for me, it was worth it. Anyway, the reason I had her on, A, I always love introducing you guys to team members, but B, we get that a lot from my millionaire mastermind all the way into the leads to the people we just talked to. One of the big problems we help people solve is getting out of cleaning forever, which is great. And then most of the next level or millionaire mastermind people are kind of in that position, but then they're still doing a bunch of stuff where they can't get free from their business. And they're like, how do I get someone to help me, an office manager or something like that? And that is Anna, right? I'll be traveling next week and doing nothing, and I can do that and sleep easy because I have the lovely Anna. So from my perspective, that's what that looks like. I wanted to really get her perspective on what it feels, what it takes to be successful or not successful in terms of Mike does this and I love it. Mike does this and I don't love it so much. Here, you know, any of that stuff. Jennifer says, hey, good to see you. All right, so that's my two cents. I would love to hear I don't think I've heard this story from your perspective. So why don't you go from the whole – because you actually had a business. Tell them about that. And then just all the way through today. And I will interrupt you every 9 seconds.
Okay. Fully prepared for that.
She's been with me 2 months. She knows how that feels.
I basically, going way back, I have my bachelor's degree and then I went and got my master's in forensic anthropology and obviously wasn't thinking about how I was going to, you know, work and earn money. I was just enjoying college. And then decided.
Well, that's why we hired her on her application when it said forensic anthropology master's. I'm like, well, holy crap. Where have you been all my life? We need that. So, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds made up, frankly.
It's just studying bones. It's fun, but it's, you know, you can't really earn money doing it. So then I just did some odd jobs and then I ended up having kids and then getting divorced. So then I became a single mom and, my whole focus was trying to work my life around my kids, including my career. So, over the last sort of 10 or 15 years, I've had two businesses. I had my own pet sitting business. And then most recently, I bought a franchise. And that ended up being a sort of a three-year long. What?
Don't share the name of the franchise.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. No, 3 years. 3 years of 12-hour days, 7 days a week. I was all in. Never saw my kids, even though they were with me all the time. And I just realized I wasn't having fun. I wasn't making any money, and I needed to do something different. So I actually took a step back.
Hold on,
back
I gotta
and said,
say
well,
one. Of course, I'm surprised I didn't interrupt that long.
That's okay.
So she said two things. As you guys know, we're constantly talking about core values and hiring on core values. Our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. If you rewind, for those of you who listen to the replay, she just said, I wasn't having any fun and I wasn't making any money. So she had identified, these are the two things I want in a job.
Right.
I just love that. And we didn't talk about core values, or I didn't like set Anna on up. And she, by the way, it's her name is spelled A-N-A, and I'm constantly wanting to say Anna and or Anna. And she's like, call me whatever you want, I don't care. But her real name is Anna. So I'm always trying to say Anna. Anna.
It's okay.
Anyway, continue. I just think that's
yes.
cool how you're like, I wasn't making any money. I wasn't having any fun. I'm like, that's why you're here. But continue.
Right. So then I went to Flex Jobs. Actually, I know you guys talk about Upwork. I'm not familiar with that website or that program. But I went to Flex Jobs, and I basically wanted to make sure that I had a 100% remote job so that I could work at home, be with my kids. I really wanted flexible hours. I didn't want a 9-to-5 because kids are not 9-to-5. I'm still a single mom. And so I felt really good about knowing exactly what kind of job I wanted. And I didn't want my own business. I wanted a paycheck. And because I'm totally tired and burned out. And when I saw Mike's listing, I loved that he was really clear on what his expectations were going to be and obviously what the job was. And so I knew before I even applied that I was the perfect person for this job and that I really wanted it because it's helping, you know, it's helping you guys. It's helping people with their businesses doing all the things that I didn't really fail at, but I didn't enjoy doing. I mean, I kind of failed. It's okay. I just wanted to, be proud of what I'm doing each day, and helping other cleaning company owners was just so perfect for me because I felt like I could relate to you guys. And I guess the surprise probably would be that I was applying to be a virtual assistant, which in my mind was maybe helping one person, but I am
sucker.
Yep. Clearly that is not what I do here. I help many people, all of them awesome. I love the enrollment coaches and I love Mariana, and it actually is even better because I'm helping a lot of people and then I get to talk to clients and So I'm super happy, and this is the perfect job for me.
All right. So let me catch up on some of the chat from, because they're saying some good stuff that everyone that's listening to replay is going to want to have. TJ says, I've thought a lot about hiring a VA, but unsure what to delegate and how to explain what I want to do to them. So we'll definitely come to that. And that's funny because Anna said it was important to me that he was super clear about what he wanted. And it's tough because we always talk about hiring ads and making sure they're core values based, but I know the stuff I submitted to the company that found us, Anna, I don't know what they did. So I don't know if that was how good it was. And then TJ says, Mike starts to twitch if he doesn't interrupt. It's so true. It hurts my feelings. Jason and Kim are so sweet. Just so you know, Anna, they're like, she's real too. And she goes above and beyond for us. And I got to tell you, that is so true. So there are a bunch of things I want to say, just responding to what Anna said, because I like you guys hearing from the hiring standpoint and the being hired standpoint, just how that looks. When she says flexible schedule, what that looks like on our side is, and what I always coach you guys to do, is I'm not really like, you got to punch in here and you got to punch out there. I'm like, these things need to get done. If Anna was a magic fairy who could just snap her magic fairy fingers and would all get done and took her 1 second a day, I would not pay her one penny less or more. I don't care. So how it works is sometimes she'll be like, I'm going to share this. I don't care if you like it or not. She had a chicken that was sick. And she's like, my chicken isn't well. I've got to go to the chicken doctor. I can't be here for a couple hours.
Which it's is so the most true.
Random. I can't. And she sent me a picture of her with her kids and the chicken.
I'll put that in the video now. The chicken's at the vet.
Oh, please. Well, and again, the board thing is Anna comes on. I'm like, hey, be my guest on this video. And then I'm going to give her a bunch of work to edit and produce the video. So instead of me going, oh, I have to remember to tell Anna to put the chicken picture up, Anna will put the chicken picture up. And it was fine because I said, yeah, of course, do what you need to do. And I don't know how many hours she was gone. Don't care. I do know that I trust her enough that it would get done. And then, you know, we serve people all over the world. And sometimes there'll be calls. You know, I was just telling her this morning, we've got a guy on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. So he was starting appointments at 7 a.m., which is 4 a.m. where I'm at. I woke up at 5:30 one morning like, oh, crap. Our enrollment coach had his first appointment and I forgot. And I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And I looked on our Slack, which is our internal communication for our company. And Anna and Lou have just been chatting away. And it's, I don't know how you put that in a job description, just having someone that it really is mission over money. And she does the second thing I want to point out that she said. I'd like to think we pay fair, hopefully maybe even a little better than fair, but I'm also pretty confident if Anna was all about money, she could probably find the same money, probably even more if she looked real hard, somewhere else. I love that. And of course, if I was trying to screw her, that would be different. But if she's getting fair money and she could maybe make a little more than fair money somewhere else, she's here because of the mission, right? Her talents are available. Like there's other jobs she could get, probably making more money. But I love that she was attracted. Like she truly, if I was constantly yelling at her, Anna, we got to serve the people. We got to serve the team, like care about these people and love them. Like, how do I make another human being care? Right. So we really attracted someone that's who she was. Like, she's such a mom, by the way. She'd like mother hens the whole company, like all the teams and employees. She's like, come here, let me help you. I'll sort you all out. There's no way I could teach anyone that. Like, we were just blessed that was who she was. And that's what we looked over. And when we trained, I got to tell you, I don't know if I told you, so the first week or two with Anna, or actually the way I remember time, maybe it was only the first 4 hours, I don't know, but it felt like the first week or two. As a person, Anna was great, but I was like, I don't know, she's kind of, it's a lot, blah, blah, blah. But her, who she was so freaking good. I was like, it'll be fine. Whether it takes her a month or 2 weeks to learn all these details, I'm confident she'll do it. And it really was her. It was her commitment to the mission. All right, let's see what everyone else is saying. They'll let Anna give her feedback. OMG, I've been thinking about hiring someone like this. I'm also a single mother of special needs kids. Holy crap, that's advanced level parenting with a full time job and operating everything on my own. Ah, oh my gosh, Jennifer, I need you. LOL. That was probably for Anna, but you know, I've got a big head, so I'm gonna assume it was for me. I'm married 10 years. I never hear women saying they need me. So I'm gonna just hijack your comment for Anna in my own. Kim says, thanks for the tech help. Yes, Anna's amazing. Daisy had a test. Yeah, that's perfect. Had a test. Okay, that's all great. I want a magic fairy to clean my account, says Andrew. Yeah, me too. All right. All that to say, good. So that's my perspective. So that was kind of got you up to where, how you found us, correct? Mm-hmm. And then this is where I want you to be brutally honest, because when we started her, I thought it was kind of not that complex of a job because I've been doing it. It's been building. And I'm like, it's simple. Anyone can figure this out. And then when I had to explain it to another human, I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't so simple. Maybe this is harder than it seems. So we did a terrible job onboarding Anna, and she really thrived.
You called it a brain dump, and that's exactly what it was. There was just you did a really great job of explaining what my responsibilities would be, and you were really kind in that you said, I'm not expecting this to happen today. This is our goal for what we want this position to serve, right? So I had that, I knew what my expectation or what your expectations of me were, but how to get from not knowing anything to knowing everything to be able to do that was challenging.
It was, yeah, you really stepped up to the task, no question. And I will say that's the one coaching, the reason we're doing a lot of this, the virtual assistant or operations manager stuff, is our last live event with our Millionaire Mastermind folks. We spent, of the 2.5 days we had together, we probably spent a good 3/4 of the day on this. So I hear it a lot just in kind of cleaning nation. So I'll give you the feedback I'm always giving them, we walk them through, is everyone wants to start with putting an ad up in the right place. Should I go on Indeed, or should I go to, you know, get a great assistant, or should I go on Craigslist, or should I go, whatever?
I'm sorry about all the background noise.
Now I'm wondering, I'm like, I think the internet at your house might have been better. I don't know. But this is more fun.
I know. It might have been. Or my car. I could have gone in my car. I'm sorry.
No, that's no fun. I think the Starbucks is more of a fun. I'm actually jealous. I'm like in my office and it's fine, but I'm always in here. I would rather be at the coffee shop. So I have a little envy. But two things. So we always start, if we were totally honest with ourselves, the job description I think most of us have for an operations manager is all the crap that I don't want to do, you do. And I don't want to give you any training. I just want you to figure it out, know it all, and I'm going to run away. And we want to pay you a nickel an hour. Like it's always not that. So, so the way that we coach you is you always kind of start with the result that you want and then create the tasks that need to be done. And it's really, really important that you do. And so many people don't want to do it because it is thinking, right? That is why people do get paid so much to think, is it's hard and no one wants to do it and people try to avoid it. So just put an ad of like, schedule my employees and general office work. And like, what does that mean? So really important, what we coach you guys to do is have a specific task list that you want them to do. Because what also happens is you only get one of two types. One is the type that is not great, and you give them too much, they're going to get overwhelmed and leave. The other is the Anna type, who's amazing. But what will happen is if I don't really have a clear box around what she's supposed to do, we'll just keep giving her more and more stuff, and she'll get burned out and frustrated and leave. Right. And she'll be like, this is like the business. Well, I haven't done it to you. She's like, I wouldn't leave. But she'll be like, this is like the business I had. And I don't know if you make more money or less money, but it's the same. I hate it. Like, I'm just doing all the work. So it's really important that, you know, I'm happy to give on a platform to say if I'm full of crap or this is the case. But
no.
Your job description is the same now, or very, 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 very similar to when you started. It wasn't like we added a bunch of new scope and things. That'll happen, that scope creep. What's your thoughts?
I like I said before, you were totally clear on what I needed to do, and that expectation has never changed. It was, I think, the sort of the teaching me on how to do everything, or it's like it was literally a brain dump. Like, here you go, do this, and then I just had to kind of figure out how to get that all done. And that was where the challenge was like, who had this information? Who had the password? You know, what date was this going to be done on? What was, you know, what are the priority things? And so, seriously, like, it was so quiet here 30 minutes ago. that would be, you know, that would be the only thing is, and that's actually what I'm going to help you out with, is I'm actually creating an operations manual so that in the event that I'm sick or my kids need me or something else is going on, then, I can literally hand the manual and say, okay, this is today's Monday. And these are the things that need to be done in this order. And these are the priorities, and here's the password to get in to do it. And, you know, just sort of organize it a little bit, but I didn't mind that because, that's what I do, and I love doing stuff like that. So I just didn't want you guys to think that I was incompetent while I was really slow sort of putting it all together. So so you guys didn't fire me because I was slow. because I know myself, right? And I know that I'm capable. I want to do it right, and I'm very attentive to detail, and I didn't want to half-ass anything. So that would be, you know, my only recommendation if you're hiring a VA is absolutely make sure that you have taken some time before you look for the person to have a list of what you want them to do. And then if you can go a little bit further and say, not only do we want you to do these things, here's when they're due, these are the priorities, you know, this is the call schedule for this week, we're doing this on this date, so that you kind of give them a framework that they can fill in the information, and then they'll be, or just do a Mike did and dump everything on them and just say, look, I'm expecting you to get this organized. So we're not going to expect a lot of stuff to get done in the next couple of weeks because you're going to organize it all too. So, I mean, it just kind of is what your expectation is, I guess. It was fine.
That's a key point is. Oh, and Dylan made a good point. If you put your hand over the mic when there's loud stuff, I bet you it will cut it out on our end. If not on yours. Not really. It didn't work. I thought it would work perfect. It didn't work at all.
So sorry.
It's fine. Lot of people, I'm guessing, listening are salivating when they hear, holy crap, this woman is creating her own operations manual for you. I want someone to do that. I can't emphasize enough. That is 100% mission over I could hire the wrong person and yell and beg and scream and throw money at the problem and probably not get the kind of same kind of results we're getting with Anna, which is I hired the right person who is down with the cause. She really, really cares about you guys as human beings and about what we're trying to accomplish here and who we're trying to serve. So that's so irreplaceable. Like money will work for a little while, right? If she didn't care and I just paid her a bunch of money, that would probably work and I could buy her loyalty, so to speak, or her heart or her passion. But after a while, she'll either find more money somewhere else or have enough of her own money and that won't work. So it's really, really important. And I never told her, I mean, I kind of said, yeah, I mean, I see how she's becoming so integral. I see how if and when she goes on vacation or gets sick or needs some time, you know, more than just chicken doctor time, but like real time, we're going to have trouble. And so I, you know, loosely indicated like, well, I'd really like that to be done. But the fact that she took it on is just who she is as a person. So TJ says, here's my concern. Here's multiple years of me learning what I do. I want you to learn a 30-minute conversation. So what we can do is probably before Anna got here, I'd say I had 5 or 10 hours of clarifying the job descriptions of what they were and what priority they were and what time frame they had to get done and what tools she would need, like when she talks about having passwords and nonsense like that. And I still didn't get it all right. I probably had 82% of it there. But a lot of you guys go with 2% of it there, and then it's overwhelming. Second, we hired the right person who was down with our cause. So when it took a little extra time or headache, she's like, I really care about these people. And my favorite thing about Anna is with the team. Like, she's great with me, but just so you guys know, everyone talks great about you, Anna. Like, Mariana and all the enrollment coaches, like, everybody loves Anna, which is as an owner, that's so much better. Like, I love when you guys talk great about our people. Like, everyone loves everyone on our team. We're so blessed to have great people. But when the team members are talking great behind, because you guys know what that feels like on the opposite when it's backbiting, like, Anna doesn't do this and I don't want to work with her, blah, 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 blah. That sucks. So just eliminating, that's a big step forward. But when you have people going, wow, I got to keep my game up. Like, Anna's like no fooling around. She's like here to get this thing done. If I'm an enrollment coach or a mindset coach or me, I'm like, we gotta lead big. So I guess the two things I really, if I could communicate, and then I'll let Anna kind of have the closing words, are be really, really clear on what you want. And again, when TJ's like, oh, it took me, you know, years and years to figure out, you did all the wrong things. And now you're just kind of keeping her up to date on the right things. Like in the software universe, it's kind of easy to be the second comer because the first guy had to figure this and they did it wrong. There's all this stuff. Whereas I could just knock off the new guy and I get almost all of his benefits starting here. Anna kind of had that of she got the benefit of all the stuff that Christy had done right and wrong and all the stuff we had done wrong. We could kind of tell her, here's a bunch of mistakes. And that's why we have training, right? That's why you guys come to me is like, here's all the mistakes I made. I'll help you make smarter, better mistakes. I think that's what everybody said. Chris says, hey, Mike and Anna, great stuff to talk about. Glad. I can't see what he said. It's all in the training, says Daisy, LMAO. All right. So that would be my two summaries. And I'll let Anna finish this out. One, be clear on what you want. And then two, not just what they're going to do, but who they are. I was really clear at who this person would be. And Anna is that, right? She's all about having fun. She's all about making money for you guys and for her. And actually, she's pretty cool about the money for herself, but I'm sure. She's definitely like, she's at the Starbucks in a baseball cap, being like, just like, this is me. I know a lot of girls that are like, oh no, I've got to get my makeup done and the hair, and God forbid, I like, you know, and Anna's like, I don't care, I look great, let's do it. Definitely real. And then help out, like, oh my goodness, like just in the chat, people are like, oh, hello, Anna, I love her. She is so like mother hen and let me serve the team and the people and you guys. So all the skills in the world aren't going to overcome someone that doesn't have those core values. So I'll let you give your thoughts, your feedback, and you'll have the last word, sister.
All right. So I guess I would just say, if you're thinking about hiring a VA, the best thing that you can do is just when you meet that person, have a connection with them. And I know from the first interview that I had with Mike, I was laughing. And I thought that was a pretty good sign. Maybe, you know, finding somebody that likes your jokes, that could be a good thing. Somebody that you think it would be really cool to go have lunch with and just talk. That would, you know, that's pretty important. I really like Mike. I think he's pretty funny most of the time.
She had to get one stick in there. I love it. Most of the time.
And I love Natalie, and everybody I met was just awesome. And you know, everybody's here for the same purpose. They're here to serve, and they're here to help people. And the people that we're helping are just amazing and incredible. And you want to find somebody that loves what you do and what you stand for, and love, you know, you guys, Cleaning Nation is an important industry. I mean, people need help. And I know that I need a house cleaner. So, you know, it's like you want somebody who's going to care about your house and your business. And you also want to feel like the person that's helping you also cares about your clients, and that will be there for them when you can't be, and that you just trust that they'll be friendly and remember their names and not forget something. And worry more about the personality of the person and the values of that person than, you know, what they list on a resume that they can or cannot do, because the right person will also be willing to learn the things that they don't do. Like, I personally don't know how to use ClickFunnels. I had never heard of them before until I got hired here. But I'm learning, and I love learning it, and I'm happy to work on it. So and then everybody's happy, right? So, because you just enjoy being around each other, and that's my advice.
Is it handy that she has a degree in forensic anthropology? Of course. We use that every day, day in and day out. We didn't have to train her on. Oh, wait, no? Okay, sorry.
No.
All right, I think that's it. I've got two quick things. One, I just want to say in terms of Anna, like, I want to, you know, I'd have lunch or dinner with them. We were talking the other day. We're going to, Natalie grew up in outside of San Francisco. And we're going to be there. And then Anna's going to be there. And we were both like, oh, we should, you know, I would love to like see you and introduce you to Natalie. And it wasn't like, it's my vacation and I've got to see an employee and that's work. And hopefully, and maybe Anna's like, that's exactly what it was for me. But from my perspective, at least, it was like, oh my gosh, I would love to see Anna. And it wasn't a work thing. It was like, this is a human being who I enjoy spending time with. And I would love to grab a lunch or dinner or whatever. And probably, maybe we talk about work, maybe we don't really care. I just want to see Anna, so I can vouch that plays out in her life. All right, this is typically where Anna would type in, actually I think I have to do it. All right, you do it while I talk. growmycleaningcompany.com. if you were
I
going
can't do it.
Oh, you can't,
yeah,
do it. Okay,
sorry.
Okay, so
nope.
I'm not even gonna type it. You guys are smart people. If you want, if this is you and you're like, holy crap, I need these systems and processes, I want to know how to have the culture and core values and how to have job description, how to really, you know, we do the best that we can on these lives, but obviously we're limited in our availability to serve like this. So if you are like, no, I want the real deal, I want all in, or I really want to take my cleaning company to the next level, and I want smart people like Mariana and Anna and Mike and Sean and, you know, Natalie and the team, I want them all working on my behalf, and I want to make new, smarter mistakes. Oh, one of our millionaire mastermind, Daisy, put it in. You're the best, Daisy. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. See, we have the coolest people ever. Like, I'm so blessed to work with you guys, Clean Nation. I got to be honest. I tell every single person we hire, you are going to love our people. And they all say, oh, sure, I'm sure I will. And then every freaking one of them, 2 days in, are like, you weren't kidding. These people are the best. And I'd say it all the time. I'm sure we can make more money teaching some other group of human beings, but I don't think we'd enjoy it like we do. So I love you guys. If you are like, yes, I want this kind of culture, I want these systems and processes, I want to really do that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. All we've got, I think we're almost at 500. Dylan typed in www.mikemakesmecry.com. I gotta buy that. Quick, hurry up and buy it before we release this to the world. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I think we've got almost 500 of these podcasts and Facebook Lives and videos and all that. But most importantly, right at the top, there is a webinar, an on-demand training, totally free. And there's nothing even for sale on it. So it's not like it's just a free webinar with nothing for sale. That is the best of the best of the best of how to set up your business so you can grow and be able to serve kind of like we serve and be able to enjoy work like we enjoy. And don't tell anyone, but we make a lot of money too. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the on-demand training.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com.
Jasonjohnson.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.